This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, getting fired up for Caps hockey tonight. I got all ears tonight.
You have all ears every day, though.
That's a good point, B. Do you hear Adam Peters dropped it all ears?
Uh-uh.
Said, I'll be all ears to any trades. If you don't think that's in the new open of the TV show, you wrong. So funny. We were on the plane flying out to Cali, and my little daughter, we had headphones on because we watched Wicked. Have you watched Wicked yet, Ryan?
Some of it.
It's long, man.
It's very long. That's why I would say I watched some of it.
And that's only half
and
of
I
it,
only watched apparently. That because I was too damn tired to go to the other side of the sofa to get the remote.
I'm not sure I liked it, but I watched it because I was on a plane with a six-year-old, and she told me, she's like, Daddy, we've had headphones on so long, you got to massage your ears to loosen them up. I was like, okay, baby. So I'm on the plane massaging my ears. She goes, Daddy, your ears are big. Like, thank
smart
you, sweetheart.
Girl, boy. Smart girl.
But it's funny, as we get closer to the draft tomorrow, you know, everybody's got their own idea. I just, you know, trade back, take an edge. How could you possibly not take a corner? How could you not take a wide receiver? Whatever there is. But as this thing gets closer and closer, the quarterback conversation is going to drive everything. Like this, the young man from Louisville, who's older than White Bryant, I legitimately think he was a college quarterback for 7 years. Now, he unfortunately dealt with a bunch of injuries and stuff. But is somebody actually going to trade up for that dude?
For what dude?
Tyler Shock. I think that's how you say
it. Shock or Shuck?
I don't know.
S-H-O-U-G-H.
S-H-O-U-G-H. How would you say that?
S-H-O. I probably would say
Shock.
Show. Shuck. But they call it, I think it's Shuck.
Dude.
That's what I've heard.
He's played 42 college football games in 7 seasons.
Mm-hmm. 42 in 7 seasons?
Yeah.
It's not even 2 regular 4 games. That's you can play 4 years and play more than that.
This past year was the only year he was able to kind of stay healthy and stay on the field. Completed 63% of his passes, 3,200 yards, 23 touchdowns against 6 picks.
Okay.
I mean, for me, if you're getting, I don't know, if you're taking this dude 7 years of college football, he started in college in 2018.
Yeah. But let's be real,
man. That's a long time ago.
Didn't Chris Winkie get drafted at 28?
Yes, but he went and played baseball.
Yeah, but he still. I just think if
I hear what you're saying.
Also, he sucked.
He did.
Yeah, but if Shuck can play, okay. I think at this time now, like we're watching sports, man. I don't think it makes a difference how old you are or how long you were in college. How can you play? That's the answer to need. And if they can say yes to that, okay. If they can't say yes, then. One finger salute.
It's funny. We talk about this Shock dude. On Fox, they went through the last, I think, 10 years
mm-hmm.
for the Washington organization and said best pick, worst pick. So, I mean, there's some some tough picks. 2013, they drafted Jordan Reed in the third round.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hell of a pick.
Yeah.
Brandon Jenkins. I don't even remember Brandon Jenkins. 2013, fifth rounder. Played five NFL games.
Was Brandon Jenkins, you think?
Was a D lineman. 2014, best pick. Again, another third round hit. Can you remember this one?
In 20 what?
14.
Third round?
Big Mo, UVA.
Okay.
Morgan Moses, third rounder, still in the NFL, which is incredible. Yeah.
But see, no, people don't care about that because, you know, they didn't worry about the athletic guy that looks real good and be fragile as hell.
Like Lake Seastrunk?
Who?
Remember that?
I remember that. Yeah,
people were so fired up about him.
Yeah, I remember him.
I think he got cut coming out of camp, didn't even make the practice squad, and never played in the NFL or the Canadian Football League. They took him in the sixth round. 2015, best pick, Jamison Crowder, fourth rounder. Yep. Crowder's been really good.
Still in the league, too.
Still in the league. Dude, this run of bad second-round picks. 2016, they got Ioannidis in the fifth round. Ioannidis was good, man. He could get to the quarterback strong,
yep.
Dude.
He would collapse the pocket.
Sua Cravens in the second round.
I remember that. Came in with issues.
That thing went super sideways.
But he immediately walked in here with he came in with an ailment that you couldn't really question him about.
He does seem to have found peace and like a good role and job. He's doing he does a lot of TV in LA with USC, with the Trojans.
But what I'm saying,
that's his alma mater.
When he was on the football field, he had the excuse to where you couldn't really make him go harder.
Yeah.
And when a guy comes in like that, you got to be leery.
Doug, 2017, they got Chase Roullier in the sixth round. That was a really good pick.
Damn good
pick. He was a really good center for them until just the injuries just mounted up.
Yeah.
Dude, this is another second round, just bust city, Ryan Anderson. I remember when that pick happened, I was like, man, that's...
I remember when it happened, everybody talked about how serious and mean he was.
Yeah.
Didn't see it on the football field.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of those dudes come from there, man. They'd be burned out.
Dude, I got another second rounder. 2018, Deron Payne was the first round pick. Darius Geis, second round pick. Tore up his knee in the preseason.
Tore his knee up, and then the other stuff that follows that, the going back and the issues with the older ladies, some weird stuff, bro.
The older lady stuff.
That's some weird stuff,
bad,
bro.
Weird, yes.
And people, I'm not saying this might be a little old. I'm talking about
old.
Like 70s. Old.
Old. I mean, that second round stretch was just awful. 2019, by far, probably the best pick the organization has made. Maybe Jaden's different, but as far as value, you get Terry McLaurin in the third round.
Mm-hmm. That's been hella value.
Yeah.
Terry, drafted in the third round, has done more for this franchise than a lot of the first rounders have.
Well, the first rounders that year were Dwayne Haskins and Montez Sweat.
Yeah.
Neither of whom were
I'm not worried about
anymore.
Just that year. I'm counting multiple years.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
2020, they got Cam Curl in the seventh round.
Yeah, Cam was a good player.
They took Antonio Gandy-Golden, who retired in the fourth round.
I remember A-G-G.
A-G-G. Derek Forrest was a fifth rounder in 21.
Defoe was doing –
where'd he
business.
Go?
Did he go to Buffalo?
That does sound right. Bills. B-Bitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Getting fired up for Caps hockey tonight. I got all ears tonight.
Have all ears every day, though.
That's a good point, B. Do you hear him? Adam Peters dropped it all ears?
Uh-uh.
Said, I'll be all ears to any trades. If you don't think that's in the new open of the TV show, you wrong. so funny. We were on the plane flying out to Cali, and my little daughter, we had headphones on because we watched Wicked. Have you watched Wicked yet, Ryan?
Some of it.
It's long, man.
It's very long. That's why I say I watched some of it.
And that's only half
and
of
it. And I only watched that because I was too damn tired to go to the other side of the sofa to get the remote.
I'm not sure I liked it, but I watched it because I was on a plane with a six-year-old. And she told me, she's like, Daddy, we've had headphones on so long, you got to massage your ears to loosen them up. I was like, okay, baby. So I'm on the plane massaging my ears. She goes, Daddy, your ears are big. Like, thank
smart
you, sweetheart.
Girl, boy. Smart girl.
But it's funny as we get closer to the draft tomorrow, you know, everybody's got their own idea. I just, you know, trade back, take an edge. How could you possibly not take a corner? How could you not take a wide receiver? Whatever there is. But as this thing gets closer and closer, the quarterback conversation is going to drive everything. Like this, the young man from Louisville who's older than White Bryan I legitimately think he was a college quarterback for 7 years. Now, he unfortunately dealt with a bunch of injuries and stuff. But is somebody actually going to trade up for that dude?
For what dude?
Tyler Shock. I think that's how you say
it. Shock or Shuck?
I don't know.
Shuck.
S-H-O-U-G-H. How would you say that?
S-H-O. I probably would say
Shock.
Show. Shuck. But they call it, I think it's Shuck.
Dude.
That's what I've heard.
He's played 42 college football games in 7 seasons.
Mm-hmm. 42 in 7 seasons?
Yeah.
It's not even 2 regular 4 games. That's you can play 4 years and play more than that.
This past year was the only year he was able to kind of stay healthy and stay on the field. Completed 63% of his passes, 3,200 yards, 23 touchdowns against 6 picks.
Okay.
I mean, for me, if you're getting, I don't know, if you're taking this dude 7 years of college football, he started in college in 2018.
Yeah. But that's the real
man. That's a long time ago.
Didn't Chris Winkie get drafted at 28?
Yes, but he went and played baseball.
Yeah, but he still. I just think if
I hear what you're saying.
Also, he sucked.
He did.
Yeah, but if Shuck can play, okay. I think it gets, at this time now, like we're watching sports, man. I don't think it makes a difference how old you are or how long you were in college. How can you play? That's the answer to need. And if they can say yes to that, okay. If they can't say yes, then. One finger salute.
It's funny. We talk about this Shock dude. On Fox, they went through the last, I think, 10 years for the Washington organization and said best pick, worst pick. So, I mean, there's some tough picks. 2013, they drafted Jordan Reed in the 3rd round.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hell of a pick.
Yeah.
Brandon Jenkins. I don't even remember Brandon Jenkins. 2013 fifth rounder. Played 5 NFL games.
Was Brandon Jenkins, you think?
Was a D lineman. 2014 best pick. Again, another 3rd round hit. Can you remember this one?
In 20 what?
14.
Third round?
Big Mo, UVA.
Okay.
Morgan Moses, 3rd right. rounder, still in the NFL, which is incredible.
Yeah. But see, no, people don't care about that because, you know, they worry about the athletic guy that looks real good and be fragile as hell.
Like Lake Seastrunk?
Who?
Remember that?
I remember that. Yeah.
People were so fired up about him.
Yeah, I remember him.
I think he got cut coming out of camp, didn't even make the practice squad, and never played in the NFL or the Canadian Football League. They took him in the 6th round. 2015 best pick, Jamison Crowder, 4th rounder. Yep. Crowder's been really good.
Still in the league, too.
Still in the league. Dude, this run of bad 2nd round picks. 2016, they got Ioannidis in the 5th round. Ioannidis was good, man. He could get to the quarterback strong,
yep.
Dude.
He would collapse the pocket.
Sua Cravens in the 2nd round.
I remember that. Came in with issues.
That thing went. Super side.
But he immediately walked in here with the, he came in with an ailment that you couldn't really question him about.
He does seem to have found peace and like a good role and job. He's doing he does a lot of TV in LA with USC, with the Trojans.
But what I'm saying,
that's his alma mater.
When he was on the football field, he had the excuse to where you couldn't really make him go harder.
Yeah.
And when a guy comes in like that, you got to be leery.
Doug, 2017, they got Chase Ruye in the sixth round. That was a really good pick.
Damn good.
He was a really good center for them until just the injuries just mounted up.
Yeah.
Dude, this is another second round, just bust city, Ryan Anderson. I remember when that pick happened, I was like, man, that's...
I remember when it happened, everybody talked about how serious and mean he was.
Yeah.
Didn't see it on the football field.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of those dudes come from there, man. They'd be burned out.
Dude, I got another second rounder. 2018, Daron Payne was the first round pick. Darius Geis, second round pick. Tore up his knee in the preseason.
Tore his knee up, and then the other stuff that follows that, the going back and the issues with the older ladies, some weird stuff, bro.
The older lady stuff.
That's some weird stuff,
bad,
bro.
Weird, yes.
And people, I'm not saying this might be a little old. I'm talking about
old.
Like 70s. Old.
Old. I mean, that second round stretch was just awful. 2019, by far, probably the best pick the organization has made. Maybe Jaden's different, but as far as value, you get Terry McLaurin in the third round.
Mm-hmm. That's been hella value.
Yeah.
Terry, drafted in the third round, has done more for this franchise than a lot of the first-rounders have.
Well, the first-rounders that year were Dwayne Haskins and Montez Sweat.
Yeah.
Neither of whom were
here. I'm not worried about
anymore.
Just that year. I'm counting multiple years.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
2020, they got Cam Curl in the seventh round.
Yeah, Cam was a good player.
They took Antonio Gandy-Golden, who retired in the fourth round.
I remember A-G-G.
A-G-G. Derek Forrest was a fifth rounder in 21.
Defoe was doing. He was
where did he go?
Did he go to Buffalo?
That does sound right. Bills.